The legislature is scheduled to end its session on Wednesday under a deadline set by the Alaska Constitution. But that doesn't mean lawmakers' work is over. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman joins me to talk about where things stand in the Capitol. Hi, Andrew.
Hi, Lori.
So I'm sure you would like a break, but how likely is it that the legislature will finish its work by when it is supposed to?
Not at all likely, and that's for a few reasons. Work has just started on the Operating Budget Conference Committee. It named its chair, Republican Paul Seaton, and vice chair, Democrat Lyman Hoffman, today. The two chambers are separated by $230 million on the budget, and there could be difficulty agreeing on cuts. And that's in part due to the nature of the Senate's proposed cuts, some of which could be shifted among budget lines, and House members say they can't really pin down what the cuts are. The Senate version of a bill eliminating oil and gas tax credits is very different than the House bill, so that also has to be worked out. And a third major difference is that there hasn't been any conference committee work yet on Senate Bill 26. That's the permanent fund bill, and the two chambers have big differences. The Senate version would put a cap on state spending, although the cap is above the governor's proposed budget. And the House version requires the legislature pass an income tax. That's already been defeated by the Senate. And the House also would require the legislature to raise oil and gas taxes.
So, Andrew, are there signs that the Senate and House may find common ground on a permanent fund plan?
Not based on anything that we've seen throughout this session. House leaders say the plan should cover the state's entire $2.5 billion deficit. The Senate says that, the Senate majority at least, says they'd like to see a deficit to push down on spending, and they say that their plan, even with that, would still close the deficit. It just requires that the recent increase in oil production hold steady for the next 10 years. The House continues to call for some form of a broad-based tax, and the Senate continues to oppose it.
If they're not done by Wednesday, what happens next?
It's possible, but increasingly unlikely, that two-thirds of both chambers will pass a 10-day extension that would take the session through next Saturday, May 27th. What's more likely is that Governor Bill Walker will call the legislature back as soon as Thursday for a 30-day special session. Pressure on the legislature to at least pass a budget will grow at the beginning of June, when state workers receive notices that they'll be laid off if the legislature doesn't reach a budget agreement by June 30th. The governor's special session proclamation would likely include other important bills other than the budget, and that would include the permanent fund bill. While this is all happening, the public is spending roughly $16,000 every day to cover lawmakers' living expenses as long as the legislature remains in session.
So there's a lot of work left to do. What's happening tomorrow on Tuesday?
We're looking at the long-awaited joint session on Governor Walker's appointments. Two especially controversial appointments are Attorney General Johnna Lindemuth, who's been criticized for her handling of a settlement involving access to Glutina Lake, and Human Rights Commission member Drew Phoenix. Conservatives say they're concerned over the possibility the commission will interpret the state ban on sex discrimination to include gender identity and sexual orientation.
Andrew, thanks for that update on the current workings within the state legislature.
You're welcome, Laurie.
That was Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reporting from Juneau.